suspense. The unusual, the unexpected, life, death, and sometimes something in between. Suspense.
I'm Dr. Markham Joss. To me, in the broad field of psychiatry, nothing intrigues so much as a case where hypnosis is used to lay bare a man's innermost thoughts. Take, for example, the case of Ivan Reed. A good-looking man in his early 30s, Ivan had a wife, a little boy, and many friends. But Ivan had dreams.
No. I'm trying, but I can't.
Verkoop eksklusiewe Avroy Slane skoonheidsprodukte direk aan die publiek en jy het tyd vir jou gesin, tyd vir jouself, want jy is
o, eerlik vry, tyd vir sappies ek en jy, tyd om nog myself te bly.
En nou is die tyd om lieflik geld te maak deur 'n Avroy Slane skoonheidsadviseur te word. Ons nommer is in jou telefoon gids.
Here from Liggett and Myers Tobacco Company, USA, the great American taste of L&M. World-famous L&M filter cigarettes, blended from the world's finest tobaccos and crafted with the skill acquired in more than a century as tobacco men. L&M filter in the red and white pack, a rich-tasting, flavor-packed American cigarette. L&M filter, now made in your country.
It's the character of the grape that gives character to the wine. Discover the delightful harmony of bouquet and flavor in Fleur du Cap, pride of the Cape wines.
At the start, Ivan's dreams were put down to bad eating habits, then to overtiredness. Alternatives were tried, but the dreams persisted night after night with frightening regularity. Soaked with perspiration, Ivan would waken, clutching the sheets and screaming for his wife. Sedatives were tried and discarded, while the nightmares continued. And eventually, it was a pale, tired-looking man who walked into my office.
Please sit down, Mr. Reed. I've discussed your case most thoroughly with Dr. Jensen, and I must admit I'm intrigued.
Doctor, if there was only some reason...
There is. We just have to find it, that's all. I'll do my best.
Thank you.
And so will you, Mr. Reed.
But I've tried.
Yes, yes, I know you've tried. Dr. Jensen told me all about his examination. It's just that we're going a little deeper now.
Oh, deeper? How?
Well, you'll start by being completely relaxed.
If it's more pills, forget it.
Yes. Yes, I hear the sedatives had no effect.
Well, they made me sleep longer. That was the one thing I didn't want to do. Jeannie couldn't wake me.
That must have been unpleasant. Still, one can relax without drugs, you know. It's just a matter of setting your mind at rest.
Well, I'm ready.
Good. Well, for a start, let's go through to the other room. You'll find it easier in here, the better atmosphere. Now, if you'll just sit over there...
Funny. I thought there'd be one of those couch things.
Well, there is, but you're not ready for it yet. Comfortable?
Very.
Good. Now, lean back and relax.
Try...
See if this helps.
That blue light is very effective.
Yes, yes, most soothing. Now, I want you to stop thinking.
Try to make your mind a blank. Forget where you are and who you are, and you'll find it easier.
Yes.
Close your eyes, not too tightly. Just keep them closed. And don't speak unless I ask you to. Just relax. Ivan, tell me about your dream.
How can I? I mean, it's all in patches.
Tell me about the patches.
I wish I knew where to start.
It doesn't matter. What happens in the dream?
I'm walking.
Where?
I don't know. There's sand all around me.
What kind of sand?
It's white sand. I think it's sea sand.
Are you alone?
I don't know.
Think.
I'm alone.
You're walking and you're alone. Go on.
There are miles and miles of sand. I keep thinking, why doesn't it end? Why?
Is it the sand that disturbs you?
I can't remember.
Try. Relax and try.
There's the sea. Choppy, like it always is before a storm.
Yes.
And there's something in the water.
Something.
It's a boy. There's a boy in the water.
Swimming?
No, he's not. He can't swim. He's calling for help.
Go on.
Well, I'm running through the sand. I have to save the boy. I'm running, but I can't get near the water. I can't get near. I can't.
Come in.
Oh, I'm Jean Reed, Doctor.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Reed. Good of you to come so promptly.
I'll do anything to help Ivan.
I'm sure you would. Sit down, won't you?
Thank you.
Mrs. Reed, I've spoken to your husband, as you know, and I'm wondering whether you can add something to this picture that I'm building.
Oh, what exactly do you want to know, Doctor?
Well, tell me about Ivan's family.
Well, there's really nothing much to tell. He's an only child. Oh, that's why our little three-year-old means so much to him.
Uh-huh. What about his parents?
Oh, well, Ivan's father's an old man now. He stays in a kind of private nursing home in Portland. Mm-hmm. Well, Ivan doesn't see him much. They never got on.
And his mother?
She died when he was born.
Most unfortunate. So, your husband was brought up by a father with whom he couldn't get on.
Yes. Perhaps it was foolish of Mr. Reed to attempt Ivan's upbringing all by himself, but then there just wasn't anyone else.
Yes. Mrs. Reed, think back for a moment. Has anybody, even remotely connected with your husband, ever been drowned?
No one I know of. But, Dr. Joss, do you honestly believe that Ivan's nightmare has some basis of truth in it?
That's just the trouble. It could have a very direct link. On the other hand, dreams can be symbolic.
I see.
Mrs. Reed, I'm going to try your husband on something fairly new. A drug, but a safe one. I'll give him the prescription when I see him this afternoon. Meanwhile, if you think of anything that could help, however trivial it may be, don't hesitate. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm Sister Flint. You must be Dr. Joss.
That's right, Sister. As I mentioned on the phone, I'm a consulting psychiatrist. I'm not interfering with Dr. Simon's practice in any way. I just want to ask Mr. Reed a few questions.
He's not very well today.
Oh, well, it won't take long, Sister.
He usually drops off after his lunch, but I suppose we can see. This way, Doctor.
read? Oh, you are awake. Well, there's a visitor for you. Isn't that nice? Go in, Doctor.
Thank you. Mr. Reed, I'm Dr. Markham Joss. Your son is a patient of mine.
My son? What's wrong with my son?
Nothing physical, but deep down in his mind, he has a problem, and, well, I think you can help me unravel it.
I can't help. I never see him, and he never sees me. He'll have to fight his own sickness. A dying man can still choose his friend.
Dying, Mr. Reed? That's a depressing statement to make.
Oh, it's true enough. The specialist told me. Not that I care. I've had unhappiness enough for 10 men.
Unhappiness and loneliness, Mr. Reed. Both cancers of the mind. Still, perhaps your wife's death wouldn't have affected you so greatly if... Well, if you hadn't blamed your son.
Eleanor was everything I've ever wanted in a wife. We'd planned a large family. Yes, but we didn't want a child then. We couldn't afford the added expense. Still, the child came. Eleanor died.
I'm sorry. But, Mr. Reed, surely whatever happened then, whatever went wrong during the birth, you can't blame your son. How could it possibly be Ivan's fault?
So Ivan says I blame him. Yes. Yes, he would.
Touch cleans, shines, and cares for your furniture in an instant. Touch contains special waxes to deep feed the wood and silicones to protect the surface.
Now I wipe on the shine with a rich deep glow. Just a touch and away we go.
Cobra Touch. Just a touch and away you go.
Mevrouw Magriekie de Pree?
Is hy getrapt?
Voor R50 kan u mij zeggen wat is die eerste woord op bladzij 250 in die geel bladzijde?
Kijk, ik heb de crisis op handen. Die warme waterdink gaan op enige oomblik ontplof. Een pijp het gebaas en my tapijt is onder water. My sienkie die beren, sy dochter keer sy kamer toegesluit en die sleutel weggegooi. En ik was net op pad om een loodgieter sleutelmaker en tapijtskommaker te gaan soek.
Gooi toch, mevrouw de Pree, dat is een makkelijker manier.
Was die voet slaan door jou vingers, lees die geel bladzijde.
The case of Ivan Reed was becoming more and more complicated. The dreams persisted nearly every night, and Ivan was beginning to show the results of uneasy, disjointed sleep. Late that evening, I sat at my desk and pondered. There was ample cause for a psychological tie-up between father and son, but what could explain the motivation behind the dream? Thoughts twirled through my mind. Snatches of conversations floated into hearing.
Choppy, like it always is before a storm. And there's something in the water. It's a boy. There's a boy in the water.
It's really a child. And that's why our little three-year-old means so much to you.
You're going to see him, of course.
I told Jeannie I would. I owe him nothing, Doctor.
No, Ivan says nothing. I blame him. Yes. Yes, he would.
Somewhere deep down in Ivan Reed's mind was the answer.
Hello?
Please help me. I can't go on.
Mr. Reed, I know exactly how you feel. Yours is now an acute case of endogenous depression. That means that your symptoms are totally unrelated to external stimuli. Something happened years ago, Mr. Reed, and now you're suffering.
What about those truth drugs? Can't I try them?
They won't help. No, we don't need the truth. You're not consciously suppressing anything, you see. No, we have to venture deeper than that.
How?
It's basic, but it could be effective. Hypnosis.
Hypnosis? Forget it, Doctor. You'll never get me under. They tried once at one of those charity shows, but everyone was laughing. I wouldn't fall for it.
That's just it, Mr. Reed. You have to let me hypnotize you.
What do you mean, let you?
Well, hypnosis depends as much on the subject being hypnotized as on the hypnotist himself. You see, an hypnotic trance consists of several stages. I wouldn't achieve anything from a light sleep. I might glean a little information from the medium grade, but I should be able to extract a great deal from a heavy sleep, and that needs your fullest cooperation.
Oh, that you've got, Doctor. I'd try anything. When can we start? Not the couch at last.
Yes, I thought it would please you. Now, make yourself comfortable. That's it.
You should have let me try this before. It's very comfy.
Make the most of it. I'll dim the lights. More restful. Ivan, listen carefully. You're lying down and you're feeling relaxed. You're feeling completely relaxed. Am I right, Ivan?
Well, I'm a bit tense, Doctor.
Ivan, the tension is going. It's going. It's going. It's going. Your leg muscles are relaxing. The tension is melting away. And your arms, they're lying limp and still. There's no feeling in them. None whatsoever. You're at peace with the world. You don't care about a single thing, Ivan. Nothing, nothing at all. Your mind is a complete blank. It's empty, void, filled with absolutely nothing. You're completely relaxed. Your eyelids are getting heavy now. You're tired. You're so very, very tired. And it's impossible to keep your eyes open. You can't keep them open. And above all, there's this overwhelming urge to sleep, to forget. You want to sleep. Your eyelids are so heavy, you can't keep them open. Go to sleep, Ivan. Sleep. 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 Ivan. Ivan. Open your eyes, Ivan. You can't, can you? You can't open them because you've given your will over to me, and I say you can't. Try. Try and open them.
I can't.
Good. Now, Ivan, you can hear me perfectly. You can think about what I'm going to ask you, but you can have no thoughts of your own. Do you understand?
I understand.
Every night you have a dream, Ivan. Do you remember it?
Yes.
You're walking along the beach, on the white sand, and there's a boy swimming in the sea. Who is that boy?
I don't know.
You do? You know who he is.
I don't.
Relax, relax. Ivan, Tell me about your wife. Do you love her?
Yes.
And your little boy?
Yes.
How about your father? Do you love your father? Ivan, you must answer. Do you love your father? We're going back now. It's 12 years ago, and you are 26. What's happening this year, Ivan?
I'm getting married in November.
That means you'll be leaving your father. Will you be sorry?
No, he's got no time for me.
Why not?
He blames me for my mother's death.
I see. Tell me, Ivan, who was the little boy who drowned?
Well, what little boy?
All right, Ivan. Now, listen carefully. We are going back still further now. Right back to when you're a very little boy. You're such a nice little boy, Ivan. How old are you?
I'm 4 and soon I'm going to be 5.
Whereabouts do you live, Ivan?
In a house.
Yes, yes, but where is this house? In the country?
No, at the sea. Daddy likes the sea.
Tell me about your daddy, Ivan. Do you love him?
Yes, I love my daddy. I love my daddy and my mummy.
But you... You haven't got a mummy, Ivan.
I have got a mummy. I have. She's sick.
What kind of sick?
Oh, it's not a bad kind of sick. Daddy says mummy's going to have another baby.
She's going to have a baby?
Yes. And I'm going to look after the baby. Daddy says so.
I'm glad to hear that, Ivan. Well, at last the baby's born. Is it a baby boy or a baby girl?
He's a baby boy. His name's Anthony John.
And are your mummy and daddy pleased about Anthony John?
Oh, my mummy's dead. My mummy's dead.
But you do have a little brother, don't you? A little brother whom you can love.
Daddy doesn't like Anthony. Daddy says Mommy died because of Anthony.
Ivan, tell me about the day you spent at the beach. The day Anthony drowned.
It's so hot today. Daddy promised he'd take me and Anthony down for a swim.
You promised, Daddy, you promised. Didn't he, Anthony? Yes.
Oh, all right, we'll go. Get your costumes, both of you.
Yay, we're going to the sea, we're going to the sea, we're going
to
the
sea. Must you kick up such a row, Anthony? Really, you youngsters.
So you're off for a swim with Daddy and Anthony, Ivan?
Yes, but it's not where we usually go, with a lot of people lying in the sun.
Why not?
Because Daddy says he's tired of seeing people.
Aren't you kidding, both of you? We're here.
This isn't our usual beach, Daddy.
I've had enough of our usual beach. Come on, out.
Can we swim now, Dad?
No, you've just had your lunch. You must wait for at least an hour, my boy.
Well, I'm going for a walk along the beach. There are lots of shells here, Dad.
Be careful, son. Find the rocks.
So you're off on your walk, Ivan?
Yes.
Now, what happens when you come back?
When I come back, then... Oh, Anthony's swimming. But he's too small to go out so far. He's calling.
Help! Help me!
He's calling for help. And I'm running across the sand, screaming for Daddy.
Daddy! Daddy! Anthony's drowning!
And what does your daddy do?
He's running. He's also running. But he's running very slowly. He grabs my arm. He won't let me go in the water.
He says I'll drown too. Now Daddy runs into the water. But Daddy doesn't want to get at me. I know Daddy wants him to drown. I know.
Oma, ik kan niet op haar hoes niet.
Kom hier, kind. Oma zal voor je borstelgje. Zo, ja. Je weet, ons familie gebruikt borstel al meer dan 75 jaar. Je kan borstel vertrouwen, want hij heeft hem zelf bewijs. Borstel zijn traditionele bestanddele streel die nare hoes kogel weg en laat je borst zo lekker warm voelen. Het werkt wonderlijk.
Oma was recht. Ik voel baie beter.
Krijg die beproefde en vertrouwde hoesmedicijnen wat werk. Borstel.
10 floors above the drama and rush of Ilov Street is Joseph Messias, whose knowledge of diamonds will astound you. With a calm, unhurried patience, Joseph Messias will show you the complete process of cutting and polishing diamonds. For investments, Joseph Messias guarantees to bring a smile to your face. A diamond for your fiancé? Joseph Messias will bring a tear to her eye. Telephone Joseph Messias at Messias Diamond Cutting Works, 290022 Johannesburg. Credit cards welcome.
You know, these days, if you really want delicious cold beets, all you have to do is pick out Enterprise. In my day, to get meats tasting that good, we had to add all the herbs and spices ourselves, then boil and salt the meat for hours to preserve it. Of course, if we wanted to smoke it, we jolly well had to do it ourselves. The good old days. It's so much easier now.
Enterprise meats. They're grandma good.
How do you feel, Ivan?
I'm all right, Doctor. Just a bit tired.
You remember now, don't you?
Yeah. I remember.
You were a victim of period amnesia. You simply blotted out those events that your 10-year-old mind couldn't tolerate. Now, does that make you feel any better?
My father let my brother die. Do you understand that, Dr. Joss? He let my brother die.
Maybe he did, Ivan. But who can possibly tell? It was a long time ago, and you can't be certain.
I'm certain.
Excuse me. Joss, good afternoon.
Oh, Dr. Joss,
it's Jean Reed. Oh, hello, Mrs. Reed. I'm glad you phoned. We've got some good news for you.
I phoned to tell Ivan something, Doctor.
Oh, one moment. I'll put him on.
No, no. Perhaps you'd better tell him, Doctor.
Oh, tell him what?
Sister Flint just called. Old Mr. Reed has just passed away.
The unusual, the unexpected, life, death, and sometimes something in between. Suspense.